The Occasional Dose of Fat, show number 126 for Friday, May the 12th, 2017. Swig of the pleasantly plump,
the once in a while injection of big and tall,
or the sometimes snort of the big old bone. It's the occasional dose of fat.
To the Trace A Day Mayo Dose of Fat, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Chris Daisy, and I've got it bad, got it bad, got it bad. I'm hot for Glomus?
That's way weirder than I read it.
When you're quoting Diamond Dave, you gotta do it right.
There you go. So, yeah, this is Olga Gomez, and on the other end of the Davenport is the Golden Boy, David Krueger.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Dave.
I broke my back with an epic blunder. What goes over must come under. Found some three-piece cranks from 1982. Now I need the right tools. Nothing seems to fit that type of screw. Wish I had the right tools so I could ride again. Right tools.
Weekly Dose of Fat is brought to you by Surly's double-butted 4130 Silver Bullet Chrome Molly Bicycles and makers of the Jethro Tool for all of your tightening and opening situational needs. Surly builds their bikes to be derbied, destroyed, rebuilt, and derbied again.
Darth Not Pamper by Surly.
It's part of the fine print in every Surly owner's manual.
Learn more about bikes, beards, and giant reptiles.
Tattoos
at surlybikes.com.
Ooh, Godzilla.
No, wait, that's Frankenstein. Wrong monster song. That's all right, roll with it.
So, Dave?
Yes, sir?
What's on tonight's show?
Well, we start the show with the event of the week, Fat Bike Group Ride at Kettle Noon on Sunday, May 14th.
We delve into the beards and beer. Oh, wait a second. That's the other show's shtick.
We welcome Eric Schutt from the Hayes Performance Brake Systems to talk about the new forks from Manitou.
We check in with the Fatty Farm Field Report, brought to you today by Becker Sewing and Design. That's the part where we talk about the stinky links.
Ooh, links. And in our special segment, we visit with Mr. Will Ross, who just finished filming his debut role in a major motion picture where he tackles the title role as the Lynx.
This is, we're kind of stuck on Lynx. It's the Lynx and the Lynx.
Wow.
How does our listener know which is which?
I know.
Context?
It's also 907's new race. Do they still call them race rails? What do they call them in the racer world there, Dave? What do you call them? Your bike, your fat bike, your fat race bike?
Daddy's whip.
Yeah, it's still my whip.
The whip. All right. Well, I don't know what's next now.
Musica!
Musica! bike event of the week this week is the Mudder's Day Bike Rally, a normal garden variety down-home potluck bike party.
Join us for a group ride where all kinds of bikes will get together. And, you know, probably a sizable percentage of those will be fat or plump bikes or semi-plump bikes or voluptuous bikes. But they'll all be fun bikes. You know, we like to have fun. So in addition to chaos, fun group ride with a beer stop and a couple of derbies.
The West Allica chapter of the Bike Black Ribbon Society has donated a 20-pound bag of charcoal.
A 30-pack of cheap Coors beer.
1,000 Black Cat firecrackers.
You gotta bring everything else to make this ride a party.
Kansu juice. Joe, babe.
Huh? Can't you say get a moraine?
Oh, right.
May 14th, Southern Kettle Moraine State Forest, Nordic Ski Shelter. That's across from the John Muir Trailhead. We can only have 25 people, though, so don't everybody come. Or if you come, you'll have to come, like, as undercover or something. Or be, like, disassociated. We're not with those people. We're number 27 and 28.
I heard the DNR shoots first and asks questions
you,
later.
You're 27! Off of the plane! So next up on the show, we have Eric Shoot from Manitou. We have an actual new Shutter Shoot, so we'll just say Shoot.
Yeah.
Ready for a word from these fine folks here. Insert commercial.
Zion Cyclery, we've been here 50 years. What, do you got some problems with your gears? Maybe your bike doesn't steer. We'll get you all taken care of. But I got something more important to talk about. Fat bikes. Oh, yeah. We got lots of fat bikes. Everybody here is gonna ride a fat bike today. So let's stop in and see everything we've got. We're at 2750 Sheridan Road in beautiful Zion, Illinois, zioncyclery.com.
We're back, and we're going to send it out into the field where Gomez is ready to interview a true ninja warrior.
Ninja.
Please welcome to the show, Mr. Eric Shutt. Eric is the media and athlete manager at Hayes Performance Systems, the folks that bring you Hayes Brakes, Answer, and Sunringly Components, and today's focus, Manitou Suspension. And Eric is joined by Kyle Buten, a suspension engineer at Hayes. Welcome to the show, guys.
How's it going?
Going good.
Thanks for having us.
So we've invited Eric and Kyle to be our guests to fill us in on two new forks that made their debut at Sea Otter earlier this month. Why don't we start out with the Mastodon, since we're a fat bike program. Tell us what sets this fork apart from forks like the Ren, the Bluto, and the RST.
Sure. So I think, you know, we saw a real good opportunity with the Mastodon on just knowing the competitive, you know, products that were out there and our ability to basically make a really high performance fork that works in really poor conditions. And beyond that, we also try to kind of create some new opportunities as it relates to categories. So what I mean when I say that is, you know, we make a version that goes all the way up to 150 mil travel. And I think, you know, out of Sea Otter, I don't know if I had to pry it out of your hands or not, but that, that Foz bike that they came up with was pretty cool because that was kind of a co-development, in the sense that there was not a fork, available for Brent Foz to make a 150 dual suspension, fat bike. So, obviously, we go shorter travel, but, you know, having a wide range of travel, having a very wide range of adjustment is extremely important because it's usable adjustment in both compression and damping. Our air spring is extremely adjustable. And these are adjustments, again, that actually do do something. And a big advantage for what we have over the competition is the stiffness. And this is something that can be felt right away. We have both a lateral stiffness story as well as a torsional stiffness that we stack up really, really well. And I think probably the most tangible one over all of it is the cold weather performance. You know, a lot of the other forks out there, they don't necessarily fail in cold temperature, but they don't really work. Mm-hmm. And we have, you know, we're here right down the road from you. We get the coldest of the cold, but we also have a really extensive test facility. And so we were able to, through the use of different materials and seals and through the application of special engineered fluids, have a very high quality, high performance fork in extremely adverse conditions.
And I had read, and I didn't know that you guys make shocks and work in the snowmobile industry, right?
We do. So, you know, the bicycle group that, you know, is all the brands that you mentioned earlier is a small component to a much bigger program that is Hayes. We make basically brake systems for, you know, you mentioned snowmobile, motorcycle, ATV, UTV. We do agriculture. We do basically lawn care. We do military. It's actually really compelling, the amount of braking systems that we make for almost any type of application, whether it's a hand cart or an earth mover.
Cool. So that your experience with snow machines would obviously help you understand what it takes to make the correct seal, the correct fluid, etc., to have great performance at low temperatures.
Absolutely. I mean, we're not new to the game as it relates to, like you said, you know, and we mentioned snow. You know, this is a totally applicable in also hot conditions. You know, so you're talking about, you know, Moab or different areas. We didn't give up any of the high temperature performance either. That's important to know.
Cool. That is good to know, because yeah, we're big evangelists for the four season fat bike, so it has to be able to, you know, operate under Earth's conditions. So one of the other things that I saw in the information that you shared with us at Sea Otter was that your fork is also more supple and smooth than the Bluto.
So a lot of that, we have a new material that we use in our seals that has dramatically, I'm going to use probably the wrong application, but I was going to say improved friction, if that's, you know, a marketing term if I've ever heard one. but basically reduced friction, and it's something that is absolutely something you can feel, not just when it's new, but, you know, after you get time on it as well. So there's an absolute advantage to that that new seal.
Well, cool. One of the other things that I saw about the fork is that you can adjust the travel of the Mastodon without using any tools. And this is really applicable because of the whole advent of the 27.5 fat versus the 26 fat. So why don't you tell us how that works?
Sure. So, well, you definitely still need tools. So we make a number of different versions of this fork, to your point, for different wheel size, different tire size, and then within the different travel. So it's basically like all of the current Manitou forks that use our Dorado Air system. It's pretty simple. We actually have a good tutorial on our webpage. It's a matter of dropping the casting, and there's a travel spacer that you would either add or relocate or replace. But it's not a tool-free adjustment.
Gotcha. I must have been dreaming. I must have misread that. So I know that you have a aftermarket kit called the Infinite Rate Tune Kit. Why don't you explain what that does for the Mastodon's performance and adjustability?
Sure. So the fork comes with what's called IVA, incremental volume adjust. And so that is the ability to basically tune and adjust the volume of the air spring to basically make a difference in the overall curve. But that's something that we've had for quite a while. Now, IRT is a technology that has been available for a while. We've made it available in our Magnum and Maddox forks as well as Dorado. But being that we're talking about Dorado Air, it applies to Mastodon as well. This is definitely for the advanced, not necessarily mechanic, but tuner. This is going to be for someone who's very willing to experiment and basically take good notes and pay attention to what they're doing. But the reward is substantial. Basically, what this does is it creates two different air chambers, and these chambers will change in volume throughout the stroke. Long story short, what it means to the rider is that you can adjust the middle of the stroke without affecting the bottom out. You can adjust the middle of the stroke independent. So you can really, really fine-tune the way the fork feels in a really it's a breakthrough feeling.
Well, cool. So what is the biggest – there's two Mastodon models, the Comp and the Pro. What are the differences between the two?
Really, the biggest differences are going to be with the damper system. The Comp level Mastodon uses the ABS Plus compression damper, which is it has some more simple adjustments, whereas the Pro level uses the MC squared compression damper, which is adjustable in both high and low compression. Besides that, we do use both systems use a similar air spring. The Pro level uses the Dorado air spring. The Comp level uses what we're calling Expert Air. Again, very similar systems, but are very similar systems and very similar performance, but sacrificing a little bit as far as weight goes, either system.
Gotcha. And there's two price points for those, right? Between the two. Gotcha. So how cold have you tested your fork? Will it go to Alaska cold or Arrowhead 135 cold, like 30 below?
Well, so I can tell you that the fork maintains, I will say, extremely high performance all the way down to zero. That's basically our claim, and I know that we're exceeding the competition there.
Mm-hmm.
Have we tested it below that? Does it work below that? I would say this is actually not as easy of an answer as you'd think, because to be in a temperature, the amount of time that you're exposed to that temperature, there's, you know, heat soak, things like that. But our fork performs extremely well down to zero all day.
Excellent. Yeah, and if it's colder than below, well, I might go just a little below zero, but, man, I don't know how those guys in Alaska ride in the 30 below, those cats in Fairbanks, but everything, including your eyeballs, have to be covered or it freezes. It's crazy. Is the Mastodon going to work with remote lockout?
It does. So when you buy that kit, it gives you everything you need to be able to, you wanted to be able to add that lockout to it.
That's killer. So what is the MSRP on the two different forks?
Sure. For Mastodon Comp, it's $649, and for Mastodon Pro, it is $849. They
Excellent.
Are shipping as we speak.
That is... That's very competitive with Bluto costs. So, the next fork on our list is the Markhor fork, and that fork is available in some plus bike configurations. Why don't you tell us what the idea is behind the Markhor?
Sure. So Markhor is pretty cool because there's a lot of bikes out there that either come with a heavy or non-adjustable fork, or maybe they came with a fork that requires service that's expensive. Markhor is a low-cost, high-performance fork that'll fit on a very wide range of bikes. So we have a lot of different versions of this fork. One of them being a 1 1/8 straight steer with a traditional 9 millimeter quick release dropout. This is an air spring system fork, so you don't need to buy a different coil spring to be able to adjust it to your rider weight. It has a simple quick toggle damper, simple rebound adjust. So the number of forks that you have to pick from out there that'll fit that type of configuration is pretty lean.
Right.
But yeah. That's one version. We make, obviously, we make a through-axle version. We make this in 100 mil spacing. We also make it in boost spacing. And to your previous question, it's not a plus fork per se, but we do have versions that will work in a plus configuration. Why don't you explain?
At this point, we have, for the 29er version of the Boost Mark 4, we are capable with 27.5 plus up to a 3-inch diameter. For 27.5, or the straight 27.5 version of the Mark 4 Boost, we're generally compatible with up to about a 2.5-inch diameter tire.
Well, that covers a lot of territory.
Worth noting there that, our bike industry is very, they use the word or the term standard pretty loosely. We're talking about tire width. There's a lot of variables there, right? Because different tire manufacturers will measure and label their tires differently. It matters what width rim you're on, tire pressure, et cetera, but in general, that's a fair summary of what we see out there.
Ah, cool. Yeah, we're aware of the whole everyone uses a different size ruler for tire sizes, and you throw in the variable of rim width, and then I think that we as fat bikers we go by how many millimeters clearance and how many millimeters mounted on what size rim that tire blows up to. So, and there's sure. Tons of information out there regarding all of that, but it's good to see because the MSRP on this is below $300 for both levels of suspension, correct?
Yeah. For the Mark 4, it starts off again. There's a lot of different versions of it, but it starts off at $249 and goes up to $299. So for a super legitimate air adjustable fork, it's an attractive option for a lot of people for sure. We're pretty excited about it.
Yeah,
I can say personally, it's the fork that I run on my cross country bike. It's a solid performer, no frills. It's a great fork.
Cool. Yeah, I think it might be the scoop of the two forks. The Mastodon is getting a lot of attention, but there's a lot of people out there that could use this Mark 4 fork for sure. So the one thing that I didn't work into my response to the Mastodon is, hey, when do we get one to test?
When are you going to come out and pick it up?
I'll be right over.
No, it'd be great to get one for you and to get you to try it out and have share with your readers. So we'll have to get one. It actually would be great to have you come here, check out our facility. You can see our test lab. Bring your bike and we'd set you up with one.
Cool. Yeah, that sounds great. Well, let's do that. We really appreciate you guys coming on the show and filling us in on everything that's new in the fat fork world. And with this Mark 4 fork, I really think that you're going to make a lot of people happy with that straight steer tube and quick release that have legacy bikes that they want to upgrade their fork, or their fork is worn out, or so well played, gentlemen.
You just want to keep riding, right?
Yeah, exactly. So thanks a lot.
Definitely appreciate taking the time and coming out and enjoying our Wisconsin style bratwurst all the way out in Seattle land.
Oh heck yeah, yeah yeah! You guys can definitely depend on me coming there and taking that tour. I love that. So, and we'll write an article about it and follow up. So thanks for being on the show. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Eric and Gomez. Next on the occasional dose of fat,
it's
the Fatty Farm Field Report!
The Fatty Farm Field Report is brought to you by Becker Gear.
Find Becker Gear on Facebook at... Whoa, that's a long... Let's just go with facebook.com/Becker Gear.
There'll be a link in the show notes there. You just click on that.
Or you can go to BeckerGear.com.
There you go. Hey, you know, Tupper broke his hand, you know.
Tupper broke his hand. What's he gonna do, man? How's he gonna sew? We don't know.
Feel better, Tupper.
Yes.
So, Chris, tell me the story about the bicycle bank robber, dude. We're in the links now, by the way.
Yeah, so this was a customer of ours. Well, not this guy, but this customer brought this to my attention, that there was a man in our area that was in sort of high school all-star, you know, homecoming king, captain of the football team type of guy that had a penchant for drugs and robbing banks on his bicycle.
And racing bikes, right?
Yeah, I guess a top-level racer as well.
So, you know, drugs,
yeah,
racing, and bank robbing. It's kind of like we should probably do some sort of rip-off of Point Break movie. Parody.
Is this the part where you tell me that all the locals should be safe in the break?
That's the other show, dude.
Oh, sorry. We already quote Point Break on our other show.
We should have come up with different names for the other show.
Yeah, by the way, even though it's the same people, ladies and gentlemen, this is a completely different show.
Right, this is a serious show about fat bikes. But,
we're very buttoned
up
here.
You know,
we're even taping it in a different room.
That's right. I just straightened my papers. You hear that?
We're no longer in the basement. We're up in the music room. So yeah. Thank you very much.
The other show's much more subterranean. It's kind of makes sense.
Hey, they opened up that Interbike show to registration and whatnot.
Yeah.
You can get a room there at the Luxor for $79 a night. Just take the tram right over there.
Comes with a free buffet.
Yep. You can visit. You can visit.
Get tickets to...
many lands.
What's that magician's name? That guy that wore all the jewelry and
Liberace,
yes, Liberace, he's dead and doing magic. It's an awesome show.
And Gnome Fest.
I want to go to Gnome Fest.
Dates.
We might have to do a show from Gnome Fest so I have an excuse to go.
Like, and it's gonna be pan-galactic.
Pan-galactic.
Yeah,
like. Spaceships are involved, ladies and gentlemen.
There
spaceships.
Might be Gnome Fest West, Gnome Fest Southwest, Gnome Fest Coachella. No. I don't know. It's morphing before our eyes.
So, yeah, it's basically create your own chaotic bike-related event where people drink too much and jump over fire.
Think about this. Think about how Global Fat Bike Day is everywhere.
Yes.
So why couldn't Gnome Fest be just Global Fat Bike Day Summer? And we'll call it Gnome Fest because gnomes are from the north. And
well, I think all the different cultures of the world could have their own sort of weird gnome-ish behavior.
Let's not draw any barriers. Call it what you want. Do what you want. Fun on bikes.
Yes.
Et cetera.
I like it.
All right. Free-flowing ideas here in the Fatty Farm Field Report this afternoon, this evening. So you know what we're going to do next after we have a little break time with a sassy commercial?
Mm-hmm.
Is we're going to talk to Mr. Will Ross
All
up
right.
in Anchorage. It's just the afternoon there.
And the sun's been up for 26 hours or something, right?
No, not now.
No.
No. I don't know.
Not this time of year.
I don't know. I live in Wisconsin.
Yes, beautiful Wisconsin. Come visit us. Smell our derriere.
Please welcome to the radio program the Anchorage Rocket, perhaps the Alaskan guided missile, Mr. Will Ross.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
So, you know, last time I saw you was at the finish line of the Fat Bike Berkey.
Yeah.
Or Fat Bikes on Ice, as we like to call it. and you were riding one of the, I noticed right away, and I took a snapshot of it. Of the top tube, of your new Lynx fat bike. Tell us what makes that bike tick.
Yeah, so that's the new 907 Lynx. It's what's going to be our next top of the line carbon fat bike. Yeah, we shortened the chain stays a little bit, slacked the head tube out a little bit. So it's kind of better for everything, better for racing and for you're all mountain fat biking. They have done a couple other changes. We still used that low sweeping top tube like the Whiteout always had.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a little more room for a frame bag now for all the bike packers out there. And then the production run is going to have bolt mounts for bolt-on frame bags and like a bolt-on top tube bag just to keep cool. Things nice and clean.
Nice. And who are you working with on the bags?
We've got a couple guys we're working with. One local company, Backcountry Stitchworks.
Uh-huh.
So it's been great to work with a local company. And then we always work with Bike Bag Dude.
Nice. Yeah,
out of Australia.
Bike Bag Dude makes some great stuff. And I'm sure I'm going to be testing one of those for the Dude Sion that you had mentioned. So I'll be testing a frame bag from those guys.
Oh, nice. It's
supposed to be on the way to me. So, so is it every bit as light and stiff, the new bike, the Lynx, compared to, say, like your team? Because the White was great riding, lightweight carbon bike. And then you came out with the team and you said, oh, that's a stiffer racing bike and higher quality carbon and ultra lightweights. How does the Lynx compare to the Whiteout team?
So the Lynx will use the same carbon that we use for our regular Whiteout. Mm-hmm. Not the super light top end team edition carbon that we used.
Mm-hmm.
We might do a small run of Lynx team edition bikes, but that's a ways down the road.
When the Skunk Works reopens,
Will
what wants
now?
When your Skunk Works reopens and Will wants a new race bike.
Skunk Works?
Yeah, that's what they used to call. That's where they developed a bunch of the supersonic
SR-71.
Yeah.
U2.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like rocket ships and stuff.
Secret laboratory.
Like Area 51.
Exactly.
Right next door.
So, Will, Dave here. I got a question for you. So,
yeah.
What do you think about running 27.5 plus or 29 plus wheels on a fat bike in summer? Or what do you ride in the summer with your fat bike?
You know, we've got such a long winter that I'm so excited to get on my mountain bike in the summer. So I haven't spent too much time on either a 29 plus or a 27 plus. On a fat bike in the summer. A lot of customers do that, and I've gotten to ride their bikes with that setup, and the bike rides great. But not too much experience of my own with that.
Understandable. I didn't think about the extremely long winter up there.
And I think I saw you were riding a Scott Carbon.
Is that a is that a 27.5 inch wheel or a 29 inch wheel dually that I saw? 29.
29. Yeah.
Right on. So where am I at? Oh my God. I lost my mind.
Again.
Sorry. So now I have to bring up the instigator in me. I have to bring up, like, how's that crosstown rivalry? And you guys are like the Cubs and Sox of Anchorage, Fatback and 907. You know, how are things looking in the crosstown rivalry this year? I mean, and how do you think that things played out between you and Tim, the two fastest guys in Anchorage, right?
You know, it's a good rivalry. I mean, between brands, between 907 and Fatback. I mean, we push each other and definitely, yeah, I mean, we both make each other better in product development. And then in racing. Yeah,
Racing.
All the time. Tim's a good dude. I like riding with Tim. Him and I have completely opposite strengths and weaknesses. I'm coming from more of a sprinting background. Mm-hmm. And he's just got that super long endurance. We kind of meet midway when we do those 100-mile races. He does not make mistakes and is steady the whole time. And I'm all over the place. I have a good moment, I have a bad moment. Letting air out of my tires, putting air back in my tires, can't make up my mind. I get bored. And yeah, it's fun racing with Tim.
Well, cool. It's been fun to watch, I tell you that. That's for sure. Yeah.
Watch the little dots on the spot tracker.
Well, I've actually got to see you race against him at the Fatbike Berkey. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was, what, 2014?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah, he was fresh off ITI that year. I think he had finished the ITI, and then a week later was at the Berkey.
Right.
So, Will, of course, you remember me racing against you 2 years ago at the Berkey for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't do quite as well as you, but do you have any proteges that you're tutoring, any juniors that you're training to be the next Will Ross? Because of course I'm over the hill now.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it can't
in Alaska.
Be me.
In Chain Reaction's junior team.
You know what? Biking is tough in Alaska. We've got a great younger bike development group called Mighty Bikes,
mm-hmm.
And it's huge. It sells out every year. It's like it's just a summertime group, and that gets everyone really excited for biking. But it stops at, I think you age out of it at 14.
Huh.
And there's not much going on for cyclists between like 14 and 18 in Alaska. So unfortunately we lose most of those young riders to skiing, either Nordic or Alpine.
Sure.
But like, yeah, we had, there were two juniors a couple years ago that were, oh, they were awesome to watch. They were both so fast and skilled too, like technically. But now one of them is a multi-time junior national champion cross-country skier, and the other one is an alpine skier. I haven't kept too close with him, but they're both definitely moving up the ranks in the ski world.
Well, it sounds like in your spare time, Will, you should probably be become the commissioner of the Alaskan high school mountain bike team, because like in Wisconsin and Colorado and many other states now, they have high school mountain bike teams. And around here, there's, you know, like my town in Cambridge, they have a sizable team and people go out for it. So, and they can get diversity later and everything.
Yeah, it's definitely been a consideration, and it'll happen. It'll just take some time. Anchorage is usually, or Alaska is usually about 10 to 15 years behind everyone else in about everything, except for fat bikes.
Well, I'd vote for you to be the commissioner, if that means anything.
Sweet.
So what are you going to do on your summer vacation, Will?
Vacation?
He works in the bike industry, Gomez.
Probably a couple more, like U.S. Cup mountain bike races. Head down to Montana, do the U.S. Cup there. My sister lives down there, so we'll get to drive our old 1982 VW van around.
Oh, cool.
Go do some mountain bike races. Probably do an Xterra triathlon or two. And then there's a mountain running race up here every summer on July 4th.
Yeah.
So I'll do that one again.
Have you ever heard of the Wolfman Triathlon?
The Wolfman? No.
It's up in the Northwoods of Wisconsin. It's September 9th, I think, this year. So we should like have you race Spinner Ryerson. You should race him in that thing. I think it's whitewater kayaking, trail running, and mountain biking.
Oh, I don't know how to kayak.
No time like the present.
Never mind then. But maybe you could race. You could race with him. He could do the lumberjacking part, and you could do the biking part because you're good at that.
He'd probably do that.
Well, cool. And I think that is our last question in our disjointed, crazy, technologically.
Hey, no one's gonna know that.
After editing,
yeah,
this will sound good.
It's all smooth as butter.
So, thanks for coming out on the show and sharing your new bike. When is the links going to be available?
So that should be available. We're hoping for October of 2017. But yeah, if you're getting excited for it, check out our 907 Bikes YouTube page. We've got a sweet video that one of our employees, Nate Banish, made.
Yeah, we're going to put that video right in the show notes.
Yeah, not only did he shoot the video, edit the video, he also played the music for the video himself.
Oh, right on.
Nice.
Definitely worth checking out.
Now, did you and Jamie switch jackets back and forth in that video? Because I watched it, and I was like, wait, what? No.
No, we never switched jackets. Uh-huh. We were lucky, though. It was two separate Mondays that both had almost the same light between both days. The only thing, Jamie wore two different helmets.
Oh, maybe that's what was messing with you. Because I'm like, no, that's Jamie. No, that's Will. That's, and, you know, I'm watching the video, so it's, you know, you're moving around, and it's like, Anyway, it's a cool video, and we'll put that in the show notes. And you're gonna put Eagle on those bikes. What kind of forks options do you have on the links?
What do you mean, like suspension or rigid or?
Yeah, I'm sure you'll have a 907 carbon version, but do you have a Loif option and a Ren option and a Bluto option? And
you know, that's a good question. I don't think we've come up with our builds yet.
Oh, cool. So, well, we'll look forward to all
stay
of that.
Tuned.
You'll have to come back on the show and let us know what's going on.
Right on. Well, yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem, man. We will talk to you soon.
All right.
Take care.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Our show this evening has been brought to you by the bikes, parts, and chaos of Surly Bikes. Learn more at surlybikes.com.
Check us out on Instagram at fatbike.com.
Am I supposed to say something?
The Occasional Dose of Fat is brought to you by Fat Bike Radio.
I'm too busy playing piano.
Chris Daisy on piano.